It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Trump announces tonight.
This is it, huh?
This is the night, Diener.
Wow, we're here.
It's going to be balloons, lights. No, it's not. I don't know what's going to happen. He doesn't have a golden elevator. Not at Mar-a-Lago.
No, that's true. This is going to be, I guess, in the banquet area where his daughter, Tiffany, just got married.
Keep the flowers because on Tuesday, I have a very special event.
You know, he's like, just keep the orchids and the lilies there. It'll be a nice backdrop.
The band has been waiting out since Saturday.
That's right.
Is it now? I don't know. Are we getting paid for this?
The wedding singer's just hanging out.
He's been wandering around Mar-a-Lago for 4 days.
What if Lee Greenwood shows up tonight?
Oh.
Let's do it. Let's just all the bells and whistles.
What if he doesn't show up? That would be the question. That would be the insult.
That is the true question.
I don't know what it's going to be like, but tonight is the big announcement. Yeah. They say it's 9 o'clock. I'd be kind of loosey-goosey on that one. I have no idea.
Okay, here's what I'm hoping for. Number one, let's just get this out of the way. We will not be there.
No. Once we heard 9 o'clock, that's a little late.
Not happening.
Ooh, no.
We were thinking this was going to be like, you know, maybe a 5 p.m. type of deal.
I was hoping daylight.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's the kind of dedication we put into local events. Anything past, like, you know, bedtime. Mm, no.
9 p.m. in East, downtown West Palmish, you know. Yeah.
But to be fair, we have a one-room news person. One person newsroom, and you and me basically at the station and Joyce.
That's pretty much it.
Okay.
Yeah. So you know, we're pretty much winding down at that point. Yeah. I'm sweeping up the floors and I'm watching a little bit of news before I get ready for bed. But I'm just hoping that this actually does start around 9 so we can see the announcement. We can see all the pomp and circumstance. We can get the reaction from the talking heads and social media and then head to bed and talk about it tomorrow morning.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
That's my plan.
I don't know how long he's going to talk for. It might be a... It might be a big presentation. I'm not too sure. He'll talk about all the reasons why he's running, I'm sure. I'm just running, and it's... Let's just hope he doesn't take a bunch of pot shots now at who he has been taking shots at. Just no, because nobody wants to hear anymore.
No,
just don't.
I'll be honest, and I mean, all kiddies saying that we're having fun with it so far, but what I expect from this is really a... I hate to use hyperbole, but a Reagan-esque speech tonight.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. One of his best.
Yes.
Sure. That's what he needs.
That's what I'm thinking. This is getting me more along the lines of, here's where the country stands.
Right.
Here's what needs to be fixed.
Right.
And I'm the guy that can come in and do it.
That's exactly right. I totally agree with you, Diener. I really do. It needs to be a statement. And he did this when he announced, by the way.
Yes.
Back in 2015.
2015, right.
It was a declaration for America where we need to go from here on out, because you need to start focusing on it's the positive, what we're going to give you, where it's going to be, run on the freedom ticket. That's what the people who won in the midterms, the Republicans who won governorships, won on freedom tickets.
That's true.
What they did.
And I expect this to be, like an energizing speech. It's going to make you, if you're of the persuasion of, you know, loving your country and wanting things to be successful and everybody having prosperity in the country, then you're going to feel patriotic after this speech, I believe. You're going to feel excited and like, oh my gosh, yes, can we get back to those old ways of not feeling downtrodden having to pay $60 for a turkey for Thanksgiving?
That's exactly right. Right before the holidays, too. And maybe that was a part of the timing of announcing now. I don't know. But if he turns into, I'm not expecting this to happen, I think the odds are low, but if he turns into the uniter when nobody else did, and he said, I would like to offer the olive branch to all Americans.
It would be nice.
To all political parties, to all to join us in this thing to make, he's going to have Make America Great Again.
Sure.
That's the move. That's the way to do it, I think.
And maybe turn over a new leaf, you know, instead of this side against that side, let's just say, let's just come together as Americans and try to pick ourselves up by our bootstraps and get things going here again.
That's what it should be, because a lot of people are still hurting, and they're even more disappointed and have even more doubt about this election. By the way, welcome, everybody. We've done it. Welcome to day 7 of Election Day.
Woohoo!
We've made it a full 7 days.
All right. Not decided
yet. Close in the House, 217 for the Republicans. They're probably going to eke out a win in the House. But it happened in Arizona.
Yes, it did.
Katie Hobbs has beaten Carrie Lake.
In quotations.
that has done nothing but create more doubt for our elections process.
Unfortunately.
Because it is an absolute crock. It's a joke. I don't care. If you think these elections are completely on the up and up, you election deniers, I don't care. I really don't. You got to get a clue here, because the entire process is defunct. The whole thing needs to be redone. All of it.
Yes. That is the first thing that needs to be done if, by some chance, Trump ends up, you know, if he announces tonight and then ends up winning in 2024, if he can overcome all the outside odds, and you know what I'm talking about,
right,
and win this thing in 24, then that's the first thing that needs to be done is election reform.
Okay, but it's got to come from him behind the scenes, and it can't be said from him.
Yeah, pretty much.
It cannot, because they've set it up already brilliantly, I will say, as the election denier and the insurrectionist and all this other crap that they'll say. So if you try to fix and cure these election diseases we have in the country right now, they will just call you a cheater.
That's
because
right.
They are always what they claim the other side to be.
Right, they've set it up that way.
That's exactly what it is. Speaking of some ideas to clean things up, did you happen to catch Matt Gaetz at that congressional leadership little talk yesterday?
This Speaker of the House thing is getting pretty interesting.
He's got four very solid ideas to clean up Congress.
Yeah.
And he presented them yesterday. And they're all brilliant ideas. This is where Matt Gaetz is actually really good. You may not like him. He's a smart dude.
Yeah. I think this is kind of the moment he's been waiting for, is to help clean things up as far as putting the right people in place. And I have some ideas in this too, by the way.
Yeah.
Some things popped into my head yesterday.
Beautiful.
So, there you go.
We'll hash all of those out. His ideas, too, coming up next. And a very, very important historical site that you just visited, Diener, is now for sale.
Notre Dame Stadium?
No. No. The okay. Lord owns that.
Okay, yes, that's right.
Lou Holtz owns that. Is he still alive?
He is.
Oh, Lou Holtz owns that.
Sweet Lou, he's still
around.
You
can't buy it from him. No, that's another thing, fair. And I'm surprised you didn't buy it. We got more on that coming up next. It's the South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. Thank you, Katia. We'd like to put in an order now, by the way, for just a little bit of cooler weather. Listen to me whine, but I mean, come on now.
Tomorrow.
Huh? Yeah.
Tomorrow.
That's what I heard over the weekend. I'll believe it when I feel it.
I don't know. Katia's telling me right now on my television that the low is 65 on Thursday.
All right, workable. We can work with
yes,
that.
Yes, that would be nice.
The low is 65?
Yes.
All right.
Well, I'm supposed to be in the 70s, so that's...
100% chance of news coming up at 6:30.
That's right.
Karen, what you bringing?
This is a bit of a crazy story. So last night, the Broward County School Superintendent was fired with a 5-4 decision.
What?
Vicki Cartwright, we had her on the show.
Yeah, we did.
This was after the board gave her 90 days to address their concerns about leadership. And then they voted 5-4 to fire her. And the five votes came from the DeSantis appointed. Remember, he replaced the school board members?
Yes, he did.
And then next week, the newly elected school board members will come into the board. So they fired her this week while they had the DeSantis people on there. I don't know what's happening, but those five members will be replaced next week by five others who were elected last week. And an interim superintendent will be appointed today.
We know this. It's been a mess. So I would imagine it favors the community for cleanup.
Yeah. I hope so.
I don't know. I think I would prefer to have the elected people do it instead of appointed people. But anyway, that more coming up.
Thank you, Karen. At 6:30, in fact, News Talk 850 WFTL. You'll have that and a lot more. It's the South Florida Morning Show. Well, just another reminder, tonight is the night.
Do you miss me yet? Do you miss me?
I don't know if he's going to unearth that line, but he may. It's Trump announcing again for the 2024 presidential run. We speculated about this for 2 years now, and here it is.
That's true. That's a good point. I mean, you're right. 2 years we're talking. Well, would he run again? Is he going to do it? And I mean, honestly, we went back and forth. There was a lot of swaying back and forth. You know, early on, we thought, you know what? Maybe he's just going to kind of ride off into the sunset, do some things behind the scenes, be a kingmaker behind the scenes, do some rallies for some different candidates and try to work with policy and things like that. But then as things got closer, I would say especially through the summer.
Yes. Oh, it grew. You're right.
Yeah. That's when we decided, okay, this is definitely happening.
With each rally, he was growing. He added a very... For each week.
He did.
To be very, 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 very happy.
And we really knew it was going to happen after the raid at Mar-a-Lago. So.
Oh, there was no doubt that was coming.
At that point. He might as well just announce that night.
And you think about that from a personal level, then. He for right or wrong, he feels like he was cheated out of 2020. He said that many times. He's on the record as saying that, right? The Mar-a-Lago raid. Three fake Russian hoaxes.
Yeah.
The impeachment deals, which he's won all of these things. This is why, from his perspective, to try to explain it from Trump's perspective, why he did take it personally when DeSantis didn't say he's not running.
Yeah, I just because he's become so defensive with everything.
Oh, exactly.
I guess I can't blame him for that.
I got to find that Lara Trump cut from yesterday. We've had her on the show many times.
Yeah.
Where she said about DeSantis, can't he just wait till 28?
Is that what she said?
It sounded like you're talking about your kid or something. It's like, can't you get the lead in the play next year? My son has been here forever.
Come on.
So I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. In the meantime, it's 9 o'clock, by the way, scheduled time to have
tonight.
The announce. It's going to be all national media is right in town today.
Yeah, that's true.
Know that. In the meantime, how's the current president doing overseas?
Oh, boy.
I can't have trouble reading this. Reuters, Netanyahu boasts.
That's the kind of American strength leading the world we need, Dieter. I don't know what you're laughing at.
Oh, my gosh.
Because that is what a real leader sounds like.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, so happy. Thank you. Praise you, Biden. Oh, yeah, you're doing so great. So happy that the adults are in charge now, Bill. So happy.
Joke around, but these meetings are really important, the one-on-ones. Well, you got a staff member. He probably had Blinken with him, or John Kirby, and then the Chinese counterpart to Xi is there.
Right.
They're really important. I mean, this is where you got to show strength. They're looking for every possible advantage you can get. And we got this guy.
He's such he's got to call it like you see it. He's a feeble old man.
He's a dementia patient. I'm sorry.
He is. I mean, yeah, and you watch him. There was a clip going around yesterday on Twitter of Biden. I think maybe it was over the weekend, where he was kind of dressed. And so was Trudeau. It was kind of like this, traditional Chinese garb.
Oh,
and
the
they're all wearing it. Yeah.
The Joe Mumu.
Yeah, and he's walking, and he just looks like a robot. He doesn't know where he's going.
No.
He's all stiff, and Trudeau is, leading him through the conference room. It's just disgraceful. I don't know how you can be proud of this guy, that he is the president.
I mean, the people aren't, because the clueless, low-information voters just don't have a clue. And the people who put him in charge, the people who deposited him into that seat, love it. Love it. Is it getting every extremist agenda piece done that they wanted to get done? And he's just a pile of influenced mud, of mush that he just pushes the button when they tell him to push the button.
Yeah.
It's exactly what they wanted. You want another example of that? Fetterman in Pennsylvania.
Yep.
They're just there. They're just sacks of protoplasm that sit there and somehow raise a vote and get an executive order done for what they want to get done. That's all it is. It doesn't matter. They're going to we said it before. In 2 years, they're going to run a pile of mud.
Yeah.
And it's going to win.
I would. Oh, absolutely. I mean, you could just look, they don't debate anyway. Katie Hobbs never debated against Carrie Lake.
Never showed up for a debate. Can you believe that?
So what's the difference? Might as well just have. I didn't even know what Katie Hobbs looked like.
Oh, I know.
I didn't know what she sounded like. I just heard a recent interview with her a couple days ago and just saw her picture now as they flashed it on the screen because she's projected to win the governor's race in Arizona. Shocker there that she ended up winning.
She gets to sign off in the election she won.
That's right.
She should have recused herself 2 years ago from this thing. Anyway.
This is what they do. It doesn't matter who's running.
Well, I don't know if they're going to listen to him, but this is where Matt Gaetz from Florida, congressman, is really good for the new Congress coming in, that the Republicans are going to win. They're going to win the House of Representatives. He presented many ideas to congressional leadership yesterday. A lot of them are really, really good. Here's one of them.
I will also introduce an amendment to have a ban on members of Congress trading individual stocks. How can we say that that is not something that dilutes our trust in markets and in governance when people are essentially able to bet on the outcomes that they have an ability to somewhat control?
There is no shot that'll change.
No.
There is absolutely no shot, but he's exactly right, and he's got a lot of guts, a lot of cojones to actually even say it.
Yeah, I mean, you're going up against people like, the Pelosi's of the world.
Right.
And let's face it, I mean, you look at some of these lists. I mean, Brian Mast is on that list. He's made a lot of money in, his stock trading. There's Republicans and Democrats alike who make a killing in the stock market.
I don't care who you are. No. No. You influence the outcome of the stocks you're betting on. No.
Absolutely.
You shouldn't be able to bet on it. There's no possible way. He had a bunch of different ideas. We'll have another one coming up next about, he said, something that's worked great in Florida that we actually have now, another reason why we're leading this country, a single issue bill. You vote on one thing, not a bunch of things stuffed into it, the other things you don't agree with.
That would be nice.
That's another idea he had.
Leave out the pork.
Oh, absolutely.
And we got to get to the Speaker of the House stuff, too.
Yeah, we got to get to that.
Well, the plot is thickening there.
Got to get to that. We also didn't get to the an American iconic house is now for sale.
Oh, that's right. I'm waiting to hear this because I got to put my bid in.
It's too late. You already left.
Oh,
great. You could have done that two weeks ago.
Great.
All right, we have that and more coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Thank you very much, Katia. Looking forward to cooler weather anyway. And a little tease of that, little tease coming up for Thanksgiving, which is going to be great, which is right around the corner. God.
Wow.
Can't wait for that. But man, did that come up quickly.
Sure did. I remember just a few weeks ago, we're like, oh, Thanksgiving's like a month and a half away. And you're going to start thinking about, you know, what you're going to do for dinner and this and that. And now, holy moly, it's next week. Just like that, next Thursday.
It comes up quickly.
I can't wait, man. I walked in. I got the shock of my life this morning.
What happened?
I was coming through the parking lot, and I looked to my left through the big glass doors our downstairs lobby.
Oh, I saw that.
And there it was, the lit Christmas tree.
Yep.
I was like, whoa.
It's been about a 3-day process so far. They're doing a little bit at a time down there, and they leave the ladder up.
That's
so
right.
I think they put one light on at a time. It's like, blink, okay, we're done for today.
Yay, we made it.
Right.
Boy, the lights are on. I feel left out now. My brother's got his house decorated on the inside.
Really?
My sister's got her house decorated partially on the inside. And I'm like the old school one thinking, all right, guys, you know, the Thanksgiving weekend, it's all Christmas. We're going to put up all the decorations. I'm like lagging behind here. It's right. Christmas, apparently.
There's time. It'll call it come together at once. And I guarantee you, Jen recovering from surgery at home, I guarantee you all 7 Christmas trees are up.
That's right.
But she didn't put them up. I bet you she's ordering little Nora around, who's only a small, small child like Cindy Lou Who.
That's right.
So they're probably all backwards and upside down, and Jen's yelling at her.
Jen's over there. Donnie, get these damn trees up already, would you?
We'll check in with Jen pretty soon. In the meantime, the South Florida Morning Show. Well, welcome to day 7 of the midterms. Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, we're still not done yet.
I wish you were kidding when you said day 7 of the midterms,
No.
But that's true.
No.
Here we are. Still votes being counted.
How often do you see that now? I first brought it up yesterday. They say it without even blinking an eye now in the news reports.
They make it normal.
In the after election day vote.
Yeah. I mean, this never in my life until this year and in 2020, because I just thought, you know what? Yeah, because of COVID, everything was all screwed up. There is no excuse now other than the fact this is exactly how the Democrats want it.
I think it's
they
worse.
They want this chaos.
I have a worse feeling about 2022 than 2020.
Yes, you know why?
Because it seems more ingrained into the system now.
That's exactly it.
I have more doubt now about our elections than I do then.
That's right. At least last time you could think to yourself, you know, wow, you know, that was something that's happened because of COVID, and we're going to get through it, and it's going to get fixed, and everything's going to go back to normal in 2022. No, you're right. I feel worse about this because they showed you that this is how they want things to be going forward, and it shouldn't be like this.
2 years of certified ballot harvesting now. I don't know how you get rid of it now. I have absolutely no idea.
It's just got to be some type of sweeping election reform.
As far as Congress goes, we know that they officially have it at CNN and Fox both have it at 217 now.
Right.
Officially, and more to go, which is insane, but more elections to go for the House of Representatives that the Republicans have. Matt Gaetz started to, they successfully, by the way, put off the vote for the leadership in the Senate and the House. Thank God. How can you vote for a leader before you know who all your members are?
I know. That's true, too.
But Matt Gaetz had some idea to the Republican leadership yesterday about different things they want to do. One of them was a rule that actually has been in place in Florida. He suggested this. Again, will it go through? I doubt it, but it's a great idea.
And finally, I would observe something that has really worked well in the state of Florida, a single subject rule. A bill coming to the floor should only deal with one subject. I was incensed as a freshman when I had to vote on the farm bill and whether or not to authorize war in Yemen in the same vote.
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah. I mean,
four good solid ideas. That was the best of all of them, I think.
Think about all of the bills that try to get passed through and you hear about, well, why did, you know, so-and-so vote against this bill? Oh, they're un-American. Oh, they're against refugees in Ukraine.
Right.
And it's like, no. They're not telling you what else they're putting in here. It's all this pork they try to stuff, and it has nothing to do with the main cause.
Nope. So in his example there, he'll say a congressional budget bill, his opponents could say, you're a warmonger, you voted for war in Yemen.
That's right.
He said, no, I had to because I wanted the budget to get passed.
That's exactly it. They try to add in all these different things that, oh, I mean, they did it just in the past couple of years, all the different COVID relief bills, and they knew that it had to get passed, so they stuffed in as much garbage as they could.
Or just rename it. Infrastructure? That was a climate bill.
It sure was.
What a bunch of crap.
By the way, 217 means that the Republicans are one away from that 218 majority, and I guess they're projected to get around 219, 220. There was good news, finally. That's two seats flipped in New York from Democrat to Republican.
Did you see the map of that, by the way?
It's all red.
Exclude New York City.
Yeah.
And I think one other district. It might have been like Westchester County or something. I can't remember what it is. But it's all red.
New York is a red state.
They said Lee Zeldin was responsible for that because he, you know, kind of like the coattails dragon kind of deal. Even though he lost the gubernatorial race, he elevated so many House candidates. That's why they want him. Possibly, it's not out of the realm of possibility. The guy's not even in office right now. Doesn't hold a position, but he could be Speaker of the House.
And that's why, that's kind of my idea here.
Yeah.
Get your Lee Zeldins, get your Blake Masters, your Kerry Lakes, these people who gained a lot of popularity, who are America First agenda, and they lost their races. Put them in positions of power within the Republican Party, RNC chair. Get Ronna McDaniel out here. Sorry, Ronna. I know you had good intentions, but you're like a losing coach right now. You need to go.
Okay? I saw a thing yesterday. She has almost unanimous support.
Of course she does.
It's amazing. They complain about everything all the time, and it just doesn't happen.
It's just such a joke.
Right.
You need to change the leadership. Get her out of here. You can put Lee Zeldin in there. Get someone else fresh as Speaker of the House who's not even in Congress right now. I mean, maybe someone, an outsider, or put in maybe like a Matt Gaetz or somebody like that, or a Jeff Jordan. One of these America First people, they need to come in, whether you won or lost your race, and that way you can clean up from the inside. And whether, even though you lost those races, you can still be in positions of power to change things moving forward.
Something needs to change, will it? I don't know. Because now all the power plays are coming through. Because McCarthy's probably going to get it. Trump supports him, so now the Marjorie Taylor Greens of the world support him too. And I don't know.
It would be nice to see a change.
Let's just hope for the best. In the meantime.
Yes.
You were just there. And I'm shocked you didn't put in an offer.
What happened?
Merry Christmas.
Oh, no.
Ho, ho, ho.
No. No.
The actual house where they filmed Christmas Story. You were there 2 weeks ago.
I was walking inside of it.
It's for sale.
What do you mean?
It's for sale.
How could that be?
It's 1.3 acres. The entire price. I haven't been in there. I don't know. You would know. It's in Cleveland. It includes a museum, props, costumes, gift shop, parking lots. Really?
Yeah, a little bit.
Empty lots to expand, but you could own it.
Where did this come from?
They saw you come through the doors and they said, it's enough. I want out.
I don't understand. That was the last straw.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of where the empty lot is. I don't know what they're talking about there.
I don't know. Maybe it's behind it.
So they're talking about a quarter, what did they say, over an acre of land?
1.3.
So that includes the four buildings.
In Cleveland.
So there's two on one side of the street and two on the other side of the street. So they're selling everything.
I guess so. And the museum and all the stuff.
Yes.
You had an interesting story about the guy because you heard about it during the museum tour, but he's got a quote about it. Looking for the right buyer. Interesting property. Not only to own, but you have to take care of it as a piece of Americana.
Yeah, that's right.
It's going to be an interesting journey for whoever gets the winning bid.
My God, I don't understand. I didn't see a for sale sign.
You were just there.
There was no talk of this. 2 weeks ago.
Do the mansions of Palm Beach put a for sale by owner sign out front? No, they do not. This guy's not going to put a for sale sign out.
This was on the inside Christmas Story house circles, which apparently I'm not a part of.
No.
So the entire Christmas Story property is up for sale, and no one told me, even though I was just there.
Peter Billingsley, the kid who plays, he's in the new Christmas Story sequel coming out on Thursday.
Yeah.
He should buy it.
I think he should. That's
he should
idea.
Buy it. Keep it in the family, so to speak.
Yeah, let his people run it.
Exactly right. All right. You know what else? New partnership is coming out next, and I love this idea. Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield are partners once again in a business venture.
I was so happy to see this come back up.
It's pot.
Yes.
And the little infused gummies are called Holy Ears. And the commercial is fantastic.
This sounds like a blog post waiting to happen.
It's so good. They need a show.
I really love this.
All right, we got that and more headlines to talk about. All next, the South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. Thank you, Katya. News coming up again at 7 o'clock, about 12 minutes away. Karen, what's happening?
Apparently Manatee Lagoon is opening up there in Riviera Beach by the FPL power plant.
That's a fun spot. We've taken the kids over there before, And especially when it gets all cool outside, the manatees come swimming up to the power plants to stay warm.
It's an attraction.
It is an attraction.
It's a little local attraction there in Riviera.
Yeah. I'll put a little story up on our website.
Nice building, too.
But the bigger story today, of course, is going to be what is Trump going to say from Mar-a-Lago tonight at 9? I think it's going to be lots of
tears, clinging to each other. It feels very challenging.
That was actually Tiffany Trump.
Yeah. On her honeymoon.
That's right.
See, our theory is it's going to be from the ballroom there where the wedding just was.
Yeah.
The band has been hanging out for 3 days.
That's right. They're waiting.
Trump said at the end of the reception, just hang out a little while, I'll pay you and everything, but keep those flowers too.
And the cigarette butts are everywhere and everything.
That's right.
This is Mike Pence explaining. He's got a book that just came out, right? And
what a
memoir.
Clown.
It's a memoir. He's explaining why he didn't leave the Capitol when the mob was saying to hang Mike Pence.
I just didn't want those rioters to see the vice president's motorcade speeding away from Capitol Hill.
He's running. Oh, yeah. He's absolutely running.
Yeah, so there'll be a lot of people running. There's going to be options for people. I don't know what's going to happen tonight. It would be awesome if he goes, I'm out.
Yeah, could you imagine?
I'm predicting one of Trump's best speeches.
I think that's what's going to happen tonight,
I think it's going to be really good. I may be completely wrong on that. It may be a disaster. It may be all about how he hates DeSantis. He hates Pence. 2020 was stolen.
Oh God! No.
You know, he may get on a roll and start going the other direction. But I think it's going to be one of his best ones. It's going to be about a future of America.
That's what I believe.
That's my early prediction.
And then I'll go one further and predict that Van Jones will come on CNN and say he'll start crying and he'll start saying, "I just heard the darkest vision of our future.
It's a dark
I'm
future.
Scared for my children.
The insurrection has begun." That's what they'll do.
You got the whole night planned.
Oh yeah.
All right, well, that more coming up.
All right, thank you very much. By the way, to that end, though, ironically, nobody is more excited about this. Nobody than CNN. They have been dying on the vine without Trump.
Ain't that the truth?
They have their content back.
I'm surprised they were able to stick around. I mean, I guess they get funded from China or whoever, but without COVID, without Trump, they've just been floundering.
Oh, my God.
But then they had the midterms to talk about, so they were able to stay afloat, I suppose.
He's their content source. They need him. They want him. Dying on the vine without him on there. Hey, speaking of China, by the way, meetings going on overseas. How did it go between Biden and Xi? Will we ever find out? I don't know. Here was the post-meeting press conference, though.
I can't have trouble reading this. Reuters, the tangent about both.
Nope.
Outstanding strength. That, my friends, is an American leader.
Did not do a good job.
Who did it better, Reagan or Biden? My God, that was strength personified right there.
Oh, that is not good. That's tough. That's tough to listen to.
The worst thing I've ever heard.
I mean,
and they don't care.
And of course, the weak, feckless leader that we have in this dementia-ridden patient who is in the White House goes over there, does nothing but embarrass us, looks like a fool, sounds like a fool.
Did you finally see the picture, the video of the moo-moo?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Him walking through with that?
He's walking through. He's walking like a robot. He's trying to keep his diaper in place, I suppose.
By the way, all these world leaders, right? And you also have, let's not forget about this, you got that who literally looks like Dr. Evil, that Klaus Schwab, leader of the World Economic Forum.
Oh, yeah, that guy's
Bill
weird.
Gates is over there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure Soros is over there. Why do they get such a sit-down with all of these actual world leaders? Because they're running the show.
They run it, yeah. They pay for everything.
They're funding it.
Sure. They are the big rollers, the high rollers.
That's what $120 million in donations just for the midterms get Soros to the Democrats.
A front seat at the table.
By the way, not to spend a lot of time on it, but this FTX story got even more fascinating and more horrifying yesterday.
Man.
Just under $40 million donated by this defunct crypto company.
That's right.
Went to the Democrats in the midterms.
And they washed it all in Ukraine.
Yeah. One of the biggest clients of FTX was Ukraine.
That's right.
Where did they get that money? You.
Yep.
And me and taxpayers.
It's a nice big circle of fraud to fund the Democrats in the midterms.
Holy cow.
I mean, you can't make this stuff up. It's infuriating.
It's amazing.
It's like a mob movie.
Anyway.
Oh, boy.
How about some good news?
Sure.
The partnership we all wanted. We all wanted them to fight again. We asked for this fight for years because up until the ear-biting incident, it was a great fight.
Oh my gosh, the rivalry these two had, the series of fights.
I still want my $40 in pay-per-view back, by the way. That was the 1997 price.
That's right, I remember that.
Mike Tyson, Evander Holyfield are back together again, teaming up this time to sell cannabis-infused edibles shaped like bitten ears.
It's about time.
They're called Holy Ears.
Of course they are.
Because you might remember, and if you don't, you should. Mike bit a chunk out of Evander's ear during that fight in 1997.
It was 97, right? Wow, that was 25 years ago. I remember watching that live. Mills Lane was the referee. Remember that guy? Let's get it on. Remember
guy.
Him? Yeah.
I had a whole house full of people.
Oh.
I was biting into a chicken wing when that happened.
Were you?
All of a sudden, I heard in the back of the room, what happened?
Oh, no.
What makes it even better is the commercial, the video they have put together.
What is this? I got you your ear.
No, it's not. This ain't my ear.
Yes, it is. Cherry pie punch for it.
My ears don't taste like cherry pie.
Yes, they do. Man, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Why I ate your ear, I should know.
All right, that's the best line of all time.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it gets better.
Well, you're right.
Holy. A high note?
No, I don't know who's singing.
I want to believe it was Tyson. I really
those
want
two
to.
Now sound like, because they're older athletes, they sound like two old dudes in a barbershop.
They do. Yeah.
My ear don't ding like that.
They do sound like that.
How fantastic is that?
That's really good stuff. I mean, just genius marketing. And they actually are friends. They've been friends for a while now. They get along and they realize, hey, we can make some money together. Let's go ahead and do this.
If you had told me that night, in 1997, when the fight was stopped because of the ear-biting incident with a house full of people, that years later, they'd be teamed up selling a product, the product that is cannabis-infused.
Yeah.
I would have said, what are you on?
What a time, huh?
America will never see that happen.
And at the same time, we have 7 days of election day.
Ah, yes.
What a time to be alive.
Young Bill, also in the future, we will not decide elections until months after election day. We got that to talk about, too, by the way. Day seven of Election Day coming up next. Wow.
Wish we were kidding.
Adding some headlines next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.